Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, right now, can you stand to your feet? And just enter in right now. Come on, just open up your mouths and begin to enter into his presence. I'm a living witness of what worship can do for somebody. Come on, that's it. Just open up your mouth and just love him right now. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. That's it. Come on, come on. Worship him tonight. I need some worshipers in here. That's it. Come on. I need some worshipers in here tonight. In spite of everything that I've been through, in spite of every test, of every trial, been stripped, been lied on, been cheated on, been broke, I'm still here. Come on, come on, come on. Enter in. Come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Hasharoboko shataya. We enter in, we enter in. Come on, I need some people who know how to worship him. We enter in, and we receive, your joy. Tonight, we enter in, oh yeah, we enter in, we enter in, we come into your gates with thanksgiving tonight, we enter into your courts with praise, Lord. We come to bless your holy name, Lord. Come on, somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on, come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on. We enter in tonight. Come on, I need some worshipers in here tonight. Come on, come on. We didn't come to play church. We didn't come here to look at nobody. We come here to bless the name of Jesus. We enter in. We enter in. Oh, we enter in. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. The price for me, yes you did, Lord, way back on Calvary. That's why I praise you, Lord. I'm gonna lift you up, yes I will. I magnify your name, Lord. to praise him. There's a whole lot of people said I'd never make it. Judicial system wanted to put me away. Society gave up on me. Nobody trusted me. Nobody believed in me. But God held on to me. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's get back some praise on tonight, amen. Come on into him without faith, amen. Come surrendering all over, withholding nothing. Come casting all your cares and fears and your burdens down on tonight, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come on, let's shout glory, hallelujah. Come on and bless this name, amen. Hallelujah, Father God, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come giving you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we can't thank you enough, oh God, for this day, oh God, and what you've done and what you're about to do, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and what you're doing right now. Oh, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name as we enter in, Lord God, hallelujah, that you will release your warring angels to war against any spirits designed to stop our prayers from being answered. Amen. We decree and declare by faith that amen. With our combined faith on this line tonight, amen, hallelujah, that our prayers will not be earthbound, but they will ascend into the supernatural. So we thank you right now, God, by faith for answered prayers, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, concerning us and those in our family. Oh, Lord, we come that we may receive on tonight. That breakthrough come, oh God, that healing come, let deliverance come, oh God. Hallelujah, let divine provisions be made. Let divine order and guidance of the Holy Spirit, oh God, take place in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. We thank you for new mercies and new grace, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for remembering us on today. We thank you for this set time that you allowed us to come boldly to the throne room of grace that we may receive. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come seeking you first, your kingdom and all your righteousness. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we come humbling ourselves under your mighty hand that we may be forgiven and delivered from all that's not of you right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your shed blood that redeems us from the curse of the law of sin and death, that makes all things new, that heals us, amen, that sanctifies us, justifies us. And we just want to say thank you as we enter in on today. Have your way, oh Lord. Fill these your temples with as much kind of glory as possible, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ and Holy Spirit. Pray that you will quicken us, that we may hear and receive, hallelujah, directions from our Heavenly Father and lead us in prayer. Amen. Heavenly Father, we bow in worship before you. We come to you with praise and with thanksgiving. We come to you in humility and fear and trembling. We come to you in gratitude and love and through the precious blood of your dear Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Lord and Savior. According to, hallelujah, what your word said in 1 John 1:9, you said if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So Lord Jesus Christ, we come to you now, hallelujah, receive our forgiveness and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, spot, wrinkle, and blemish free, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, totally blameless from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, at the intrinsic and quantum level, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God. Oh Lord, that we can decree and declare that our sins are forgiven and we're washed and cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we can't thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to force out, drive out, cast out Satan and all foul, wicked, demon, torment, lying, hindering, seducing, perverse, unclean spirits, any evil strong men, any religious or controlling spirits or familiar spirits, or any spirits contrary to the Holy Spirit, spirits of sickness, disease, infirmities, infections, pains, trauma, shock, aches, arthritis, crippling arthritis, tenusitis, acute tenusitis, any spirits contrary to divine help, amen, along with their effects and side effects and things, out of our spirits, mind, will, emotions, ego, libido, imagination, thoughts, and all subconscious areas and physical beings, every object owned us, our homes, our cars, our lands, our properties, our animals, our vehicles, our workplaces. We ask you to bind and cast those these evil things into the abyss, deaf, dumb, blind, mute, and unable to gesture. Keep them there until they are judged and thrown into the lake of fire in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ, the blood covenant, Psalm 91, over through and about us, and all that we love and concerned about, and all that we have and will have right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you. As we decree and declare deliverance on today, amen. We decree and declare that we are blessed by the Lord, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we come, oh God, hallelujah, we may receive from you on tonight, oh God. Oh, Lord, anoint our eyes and ears, oh God. Anoint our feet, oh God, our mouth, oh God. Hallelujah, we will hallelujah, be led by your Holy Spirit, amen. That we will speak your word, oh God. Oh, Lord, remove every spiritual numbness, every spiritual deafness, every spiritual blindness, hallelujah, every spiritual ignorance, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, as we die flood daily to this flesh, oh God. Oh, Lord, we ask that you strengthen our spirit, man, to keep on keeping on in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh, Heavenly Father, in Jesus Christ's holy name, hallelujah, renew us, oh God. Give us, hallelujah, we give our total allegiance to you, Father God. Lord Jesus Christ, Father God, Holy Spirit, fresh us and anew today and for the rest of our lives to do your work, to do your will and obey you at all times. We give our life and all that is in it as a living sacrifice unto you, which is our reasonable service. That, hallelujah, that first and foremost and all that we, hallelujah, would be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. Heavenly Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in Jesus Christ's holy name, we commit our life and all that is in it to you to do your good works, O Lord, and to have and be in your total desire, will, and presence, that we will and we are and will be transformed into your total likeness in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So let it come, Lord Jesus Christ, take your rightful place in, through, and about our lives. We give it to you, Lord God, for eternity. We ask you, Lord, to bind all that we are to all that you are. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord, we need a word from you on tonight. Amen. Heavenly Father, your word said, hallelujah, that in every place that we go where your name is remembered, you will come to us and bless us according to your word in Exodus 20 and 24. And your presence will go with us. Amen. Wherever we go, and we will, hallelujah, and you will give us rest. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we pray that you will continually guide us and satisfy our desires. Amen. Hallelujah. Scorch places. Give us strength, oh God. Strength to our bones. That we will be like a water garden, like the hallelujah, like the spring of water, who waters do not fail. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, according to your word, oh God, in Isaiah 58:11, Heavenly Father, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that you will, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, go before us, preparing the way, making every crooked path straight before us. Amen. Smoothing out every rough patch along the way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. We ask you, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus Christ, to wash over our minds with your blood. Amen. Cleanse out all darkness and all thoughts that are contrary to your will and destiny for our lives. We ask you, Lord Jesus Christ, to shut any doors that need to be shut, whether spiritual or natural, to open any doors that need to be opened, whether spiritual or natural, in our lives of those in our family. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us, amen, and every family member in love with us, and all that we're concerned about. Amen. And all that we bring to you on tonight. Amen. Clarity of mind, clarity of vision, clarity of, hallelujah, clarity of thoughts, clarity, hallelujah, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, clarity of sight, oh God, amen, hallelujah, clarity of knowing and hearing your voice, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord, as we decree and declare victory on tonight, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we love you and we need you, Father God. Move mighty on tonight, oh God. Oh Lord, move, Holy Spirit. Oh Lord, fill us afresh right now. Move in our homes. Amen. And we thank you, Lord God. God, because we believe, oh God, that it is done. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, we are abiding in your word, holding fast to your teachings and living in accordance with them. Amen. It is our desire to be your true disciples, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, because you are the vine and we are, hallelujah, a branch living in you. We bear much fruit. Amen. Apart from you, we can do nothing. Your son Jesus said, if you live in me and my words remain in you and continue to live in your hearts, and then hallelujah, ask whatever you will and it shall be done for you. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, when we bear much fruit, Father God, you are honored and glorified by your grace that we have received. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy name, Father God. Oh, Lord, we ask in Jesus Christ's mighty name, Father God, that you would just touch right now, God, that you would just send your word, oh God. Oh, Lord, release your healing anointing, your healing virtue, oh God, into our bodies. Oh, Lord, that we may be healed and those in our family, oh God. Remove every, hallelujah, remove every delay to our healing, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. Oh, Lord, change us, oh Lord, and make us more like you. We come to be changed on tonight. We don't come to be the same, oh God. Oh, Lord, help us, oh God, to walk in the spirit of obedience, amen, that we will not be tempted by the worldly things of possession, of conversation, of people of this world, oh God. But we'll keep our mind stayed on you, amen, that you'll keep us in perfect peace, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name, Father God. Oh, Lord, I ask in Jesus' name, oh God, as I lift up your daughters on the line tonight, I pray, oh God, for a hollow and mighty move in their lives. I lift up your daughter, Shabante, on tonight, your daughter, Sharon, your daughter, Twan, your daughter, Kenyatta, oh God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, lift up your daughter, Kim, amen, and Lord, all that's on the line on tonight, Lord, you know what we need before we ask, oh God, but Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, that fight will be done over all, oh God. Lord, we want to be used by you, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, that you've counted us worthy, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for what you're doing right now, amen, as we come believing on tonight, amen. Oh, Lord, do a new thing in us right now. And we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name, Father God. And we put on us right now, every family member, the full arm of God, amen. And we decree and declare the full arm of God covers us from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. We take the shield of faith and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy sent our way right now. And we take the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God, and we use it against all the forces of hell, and we decree and declare victory. Hallelujah to your name, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name. Father God, I ask in Jesus' name that you would divinely intervene every situation that's concerning us and those in our family and turn it all around for our good. Amen. Oh, Lord, turn every curse our way into a blessing. Amen. Oh, Lord, whatever the enemy set out for evil, God, turn it around for our good. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare no more setbacks, no more lack, no more losses, amen, no more missed opportunities, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare we're walking in our record-breaking, hallelujah, season of miracles coming from our Father God in heaven, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, help us on tonight. Help us, oh God, hallelujah. Help us, oh God, to study your word, Father God. Amen. Hallelujah. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we pray for restoration, oh God. Restore everything that the enemy has taken away from us. Every bit of our peace, our joy, our finances, our relationships. Amen. Hallelujah. All that we have, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We decree and declare all is well with us. And, Lord, we pray for traveling grace and mercies of those that are traveling on the road on tonight or will be traveling this new day that you've blessed us with. Oh, Lord, let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. Amen. Hallelujah. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now, over our homes and all that's in our homes. Every road, every vehicle, a form of transportation we may take or they may take on today. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over in and around the body of the road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place everywhere our feet may tread, our heads may lay. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rise up against us in judgment, Lord, you shall condemn. And we thank you for, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, God. We bless your holy name. We decree and declare all is well with us in our home. We lift up my mother, Carol Dillard, on tonight, my husband, Dorsey Manning, our children and grandchildren and family members and loved ones, oh God, and we just ask that you would touch, hallelujah, right now, Father God, touch and bless, touch and heal, touch and deliver, oh Lord. Hear our prayers on tonight and bring those of our family out of harm's way, Lord, and we just want to say thank you because we know you to be a way-making God, amen, hallelujah, oh Lord, make a way where it seems to be no way, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ for your children, oh Lord, God, bless the miracle of God, Lord, bless Jerusalem and his people, God, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we thank you for it, Lord. We decree and declare, hallelujah, that we're blessed. And we're going from glory to glory to glory. Amen. And wealth and riches are in our home. And we thank you for it, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Come on, come on. Let's give God some praise right now. Hallelujah. Come on, let's shout glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Come on, come on, come on. Let's give God some praise right now. Right where you are. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We still
thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Nobody like you, Lord. We bless your holy name. All belongs to you, Father God. All belongs to you. For we are your children. And Lord, we can ask him for more of you. For you are the head of our life and the lifter of our hands. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. If it had not been for you, Lord, on our side, where would we be right now? But we thank you. Hallelujah. Welcome, welcome on tonight. It's midnight hour. God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah. At this time, we want to know how you're doing this midnight hour as I call your name, Sister Shavante Shepherd. God bless you. Welcome. And how you doing this midnight hour? Shavante?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
How you doing this midnight hour?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you can hear me or not. We're not hearing you.
Yes, I can hear you. I said I'm good. How are you?
Oh, glory to God. We thank God for you. Good to have you on the line on tonight. God bless you. God keep you and your family. Amen and amen. Hey, Sharon, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this midnight hour?
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. I'm doing
good morning.
Well. I'm blessed to be on this line this morning.
Amen.
Get the
thank
Holy
you,
Spirit
Lord.
Jumping up in here. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Yes,
God. Amen. Amen. Well, God bless you. Good to have you on the line as we enter in our 10 days of the 21 days that you've been on with us here. God bless you. God keep you. May God continue to strengthen you in your walk. Amen. To pour into you great and mighty, even the more feeling you to overflowing with his Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. I don't know this number, 832-899-2347. God bless you. Welcome. And how you doing this midnight hour?
I'm doing great. How you doing, everybody? God bless. How you doing, Mama? How you doing, ATT?
Good. Okay, I thought this was what your new number. God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this midnight hour, Kendrick?
I'm doing great. I've been good.
Amen. Glory to God. Good to have you on the line. I thought that was your number. I wasn't sure because I don't know in my heart. Amen. Welcome, welcome once again on a Saturday night. You see, Clancy said, be back on Saturday night, and she was going to be on here looking for you to be on the line. So we thank God that you are in position, and I will let her know. Amen. God bless you. We love you so much. Hallelujah. Kenyatta, God bless you. Welcome. And how you doing this midnight hour?
I am blessed. I can't complain. God is good. So as long as he good, I'm good.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. God bless Satiti. Thank you for joining us again here at the midnight hour. Hallelujah. Touching the green. So we thank God for you. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Twan, God bless you. Welcome. And how you doing this midnight hour?
Good morning, family. I'm blessed to be here. I'm here also with my daughter Tegan, and I wanted her to join because we just want to come against, you know, just the spirit of distractions and perversion. And I wanted her to be on here, you know, just to be intentional and to just seek in prayer, you know, for her and for me, and believing in God for a breakthrough and turnaround of all generational curses, of perversion, of deceit, all tricks that the enemy has to try to kill, steal, and destroy, to try to corrupt her mind. I just want to come against it right now for her and for those in the family. And, you know, I'm grateful that the series of events that has taken place that brought us here, I'm grateful that it's happened so the plans of the enemy are revealed so they could be destroyed right now.
Amen.
They will not prevail. So we are here this morning coming and believing God to turn things around for our good this morning.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We touch and agree, Father God. We just want to say thank you, Lord God. And we come lifting up your daughter Tegan on tonight, Father God. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over her mind, Lord God. And Lord, we pray right now anything that the enemy has set out, any attack against her mind or her emotions, we come against it right now with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare that she is told of the Lord and peace is her portion all the days of her life. Amen. Let joy overtake her right now. Amen. We cancel every assignment of Satan and his agents against her life, even as she grows old. Amen. That she will grow up, God. Hallelujah. In your word, oh God. And she will be a woman of God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. That she will operate with the spirit of integrity and with humility, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. As we decree and declare, turn around for her life. Turn around for the life of her mother, her father. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, for the family as a whole. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, because we know you to be a God of turnaround. We know that you are a God that is able, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And even right now, God, while we're praying, your word said, yet while we're still praying, you're already answering. So we thank you for answering prayers, hallelujah, for the life of your daughter, Twan, and the daughters that you've given her, Lord God. And we just want to say thank you as we decree and declare victory and deliverance on this line today for the life of all that's on the line, including your baby girl, Tegan. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. We thank God for you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Glory to God. God bless you, Twan. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Welcome. And how you doing this midnight hour?
Good morning.
Oh, you're really, really low, Cousin Kim. Can't hear you.
I'm sorry.
Cousin Kim,
can you hear me now?
Barely. Can you try one more time? Try one more time, see if we can hear you.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you, just really, really low.
Okay, I'm not
I can hear you, but just really, really low. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm not sure what's wrong with the phone, but glory to God, and I'm here. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Well, God bless you. God keep you. We thank God for you. Good to hear you back on the line. It's midnight hour, touching the green. Hallelujah, Lord. Glory, glory, glory. And I'm doing well this midnight hour. We thank God again that we're able to be on the line again and be in position to receive on tonight, this early morning. Amen. And trusting God for a mighty move. and our lives and our family members in love and knowing that God is able to do it. God is able to bring you out, amen, and hallelujah, into a wealthy place. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to have our scripture reading, and then we'll have our prayer petition, amen. The Bible says in the book of Galatians, chapter 5, we're going to be here tonight, Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 through 21. And I'll give you time to get there if you're going to be following along. That's going to be Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 through 21. Hallelujah. Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 through 21, and I'll begin to read here shortly. I mean, the Bible says in Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 through 21, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you will... I say, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now, the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contention, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murder, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. What the Bible is saying, family, hallelujah. And these scriptures talking about walking in the Spirit, amen. And understanding what that looks like, we are the believers, we that are in Christ, amen. If we desire to have the qualities of the fruit of the Spirit, which is in verses 22 and 23 that are next, then we know that the Holy Spirit is leading us. How can we tell that the Spirit is leading us rather than our own subjective feelings? Being led by the Holy Spirit creates a desire to hear and the readiness to obey God's word. The Holy Spirit gives us the sensitivity to discern between our feelings and his promptings. See, then as we live each day controlled and guided by him, we will not be overpowered by our own selfish desires. See, the words of Christ will be in our minds. The love of Christ will be, hallelujah, will be behind our actions, and the power of Christ will help us control our selfish desires. Apostle Paul describes the two forces fighting, when we say contrary within us, the Holy Spirit and the sinful nature, our evil desires and inclinations that stem from our bodies. Also, hallelujah. Also, I want us to understand that in this world, we face constant tension between the Spirit and our sinful nature, but they are not, and I say it again, they are not equal. They're opposite forces. In Christ, we have victorious, and we have the resurrection. We have a new resurrection life. Amen? We shouldn't be surprised when we experience resistance as we follow the Spirit's leading. Satan is a persistent agitator for rebellion and has been that way for centuries and practiced that way. Amen? When we do what the Holy Spirit instructs us, we can expect our sinful human nature to flare up in opposition. Amen? When we share our faith with others, it will make us feel foolish when we serve others. Amen. I want us to understand it will attack our motives. Satan uses our nature to thwart the leading of the Spirit. Fortunately for us, each time we follow our sinful human nature, we will receive reminders from God's word, from the Holy Spirit, or from our other believers not to give in. Amen. Hallelujah. See, the Holy Spirit will give us a dependable guidance. Amen. Listen to him and ask for his power to help you experience the joy and freedom that comes from letting him rule in your hearts. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As I wrap up here in scripture on tonight, we thank you, Father God, for your word. We all have the evil desires that we must not ignore. Instead, we must deal with them decisively. Amen. These desires include obvious sins such as sexual immorality and demonic activities. They also include less obvious sins such as ambition, anger, and envy. I want you to understand that. I want to give you these four steps to help you deal with your selfish desires. One, admit that you have a selfish desire, amen, a sinful nature. Don't be
too shocked or too proud to acknowledge it, to surrender all your bad tendencies to Christ and ask God to do whatever is necessary to set you free. Three, commit your actions, thoughts, passions, and capabilities to Christ, asking the Spirit to help you restrain your evil desires and angry reactions. And last but not least, make serving others a top priority, which will help you become more like Jesus. Amen. I pray that God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word. Lord, it's our prayer that we be doers of your word. Amen. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can y'all still hear me on the line? Amen. Amen. At this time, we're going to have our prayer petition. I'll call your name. Hallelujah. And if the prayers already went forward, just say amen. Hallelujah. Shabante, God bless you. Go ahead. Shabante, God bless you. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can hear you.
Okay. So we doing prayer requests, right? I'm sorry.
Prayer petition, huh?
Uh-huh. So mine is just you know, just touching and agreeing for some approvals on some places that we placed in. So, and not just that, you know.
Let me close. I'm so sorry, Shabante. I want to be able to hear. I got to close everybody's mic out because we get some kind of background. Oh. I want to be able to hear. We want to be able to hear you. Amen. God bless you. Go ahead one more time, if you don't mind.
All right. So I said, just to touch them in agreement for some approvals, you know, just some speedy approval. And not only that, you know, just God's will, just to continue to show himself.
Amen, amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we come this night with all faith, with combined faith with your daughter on this line. And Lord, we ask, oh God, that you would touch in every situation that's concerning her right now, Father God, as she's seeking for approval, oh God. Lord, you know exactly what she's asking for and what she's needing. So, Lord, I ask in Jesus Christ's holy name that you would direct, oh God, and open up the way where things will be in a way that will bring approval, oh God. Oh, Lord, let her find favor in our sight and with mankind. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray that every provision be made for the life of your daughter and her family, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We decree and declare victory right now over all that she's concerned about and all that she's trusting you to do, oh God. Remove every delay, oh God. Remove every stumbling block to her breakthrough, to her blessing, amen, to the approval that she's seeking in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Let joy overtake her and her family, oh God, knowing that it's already done. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray and we bless you and we believe. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God bless amen. You. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. Sister Shavante. Amen. Amen. Ain't Sharon, God bless you. Go ahead.
Well, my petition is for everyone that's on this line tonight. I pray that if it's God's will, that he continues to bless us with the Holy Spirit. And I pray that everybody get y'all new shoes, because I got mine, and walk in the narrow gate, because I used to walk in the wide gate. But I'm practicing walking in the narrow gate now. It's a work in progress, but I feel the Holy Spirit every day. And I pray that y'all feel it too. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. I receive that. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we come on tonight touching and agreeing with combined faith with your daughter, Sharon. And, Lord, we pray, oh, God, that our steps be ordered by you, oh, God. Amen. Oh, Father God, give us new desires, oh, God. Amen. As we seek you, oh, God, hallelujah, to do your will. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let your Holy Spirit continue to dwell in us, oh, God, for we are the temple of the Holy Spirit of the living God. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Fill us, oh, God, to overflowing with your Shekinah glory. Amen. Hallelujah to your name.
And we decree and declare by faith, we receive it, we believe it. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. God bless you, Aunt Sharon. We love you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen, amen. Hopefully you can still hear me, Aunt Sharon. I can't hear you.
Yeah, I have I'll make sure my phone, but I can hear you.
Okay, okay. So sometimes I don't know if the line is hung up or what. So, amen. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Kendra, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen, amen.
Amen. Any prayer petition on tonight? Anything you want us to touch and agree with you in prayer about on tonight?
Just, you know, God, just watch over my family and just keep blessing me with the strength to change. And, you know, hopefully I get these jobs that's coming up. That's about it.
Amen. Amen. You believe it, you shall receive it. Walk in expectation. Amen. So Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we come touching and agreeing on tonight with your son, with our faith and his combined faith on tonight. And Lord, we just pray that you will open up the way we've seen to be no way to bring employment to your son. Amen. That he's able to take care of his family, oh God, that there be no lack, oh God. Amen. That every financial need be met in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, let your hedge of protection be around him and his family. Amen. Let there be no perforation or penetration to these hedges of protection in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we know you'd be a God of increase. And Lord, we pray, oh God, hallelujah. We're saying that one plant and one water, but you give the increase. So Lord, as we come planting and watering on tonight, oh God, Lord, we pray, oh God, that you would increase his finances and support, oh God, that you would increase the way, oh God, that will bring jobs and employment and opportunities, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that he'll be a blessing to his family, oh God. Lord, you call man to be the head of his home and the priest of his home. Oh, Father God, oh Lord, let him take place, oh God. We pray for divine position, amen, for the life of your son, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. We come against every attack of Satan against his life right now with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare you're covered and protected by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, made new by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
God bless you. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. It's always good to have, amen, on the line. Amen. We'll get one or two. So we thank God for having you on the line tonight, Kendrick. God bless you. Amen. We decree and declare turnaround for your life. Turn it around. God will turn it around for your good. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Kenyatta, God bless you. Go ahead. Kenyatta? Well, I'm sorry, I ain't got you open. Hold on for a second. All right, Kenyatta, we can hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay. I just want to pray for my family and just strength and just strength and my faith and everything. As far as that goes, that's it. Just my family and strength.
Hallelujah. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you for the life, hope, and strength of your daughter, Kenyatta, and her family, Lord God. Lord, we pray that you will continue to bless them and keep them, Lord God. Let your hedge of protection be around them, Lord God. Lord, we pray, oh God, hallelujah, wherever the enemy has caused confusion, oh God, or caused any disruption in the family, oh God. Oh, Lord, let peace come and be still. Let joy overtake them right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray for help for our family, oh God, those in need, oh God. You know exactly what they need, oh God, before they ask. And Lord, we ask, oh God, let every need be met right now, God. Lord, it's our prayer that they will seek you first, your kingdom and all your righteousness, amen, knowing that all that they need cometh from you, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, I pray, oh God, that you will strengthen your daughter, oh God, let her receive supernatural strength, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Father God, I pray, oh God, hallelujah, right now, God, that you will strengthen, oh God, like the cedars of Lebanon, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We bless your holy name. We decree and declare victory right now that it is won. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. We love you. We thank God for you. Can you have a hot shot? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Torn, God bless you. Go ahead. Torn. I'm sorry, Torn. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm touching and agreeing with all that has went forth. And
Amen.
I'm believing God to give us strength to resist the devil so the devil can continue to flee from us. I'm also trusting and believing in God just to give us the endurance to do his will in our lives. I'm still believing the revelation God has given me when it comes to his children, that there will be a rebirth. And I do believe that after the dream and the revelation that I had that I shared that night, I also had a dream that there was a sweeping. There was a sweeping and there was a spiritual battle and there was a clean sweep. You know, there was a small pack of demons and devils and things that are evil, and it was just swept out. And I trust and I believe in that that is so for us. And even in the rebirth, as we're being born again, and as Ancient said, that we're walking in the narrow gate of life, I'm trusting and believing that God will give us the endurance, and God will give us the strength and clear vision to become mature as we're being rebirthed, to become mature in Christ. And I'm trusting and believing that for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Glory to God. We thank God. Amen. Lord, we just bless your holy name. We thank you, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we're covered by the blood. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you, hallelujah, we thank you for the finished work on Calvary. Amen. That we don't have to fear, amen, what's to come, oh God, because we know that we're, hallelujah, we're in your care. Amen. We know that you're for us. Amen. Never against us. And we just want to say thank you. We thank you that we can decree and declare Psalm 91 over us right now. And it is so. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus of Christ, we thank you for the rebirth, and we thank you, oh God, for the cleansing and the washing, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the blood of Jesus Christ, that we'll reconcile back to you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you've done, amen, and all that you're doing, and all that you're about to do, and it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory, amen and amen. God bless you, son. We love you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Cousin Kim. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Go ahead. Can you hear me, Cousin Kim? Can y'all hear? Can you hear us, Twan?
I cannot.
Cousin Kim, are you there? All right, maybe she can't hear us. All right, can y'all, and can everybody else hear me?
I can hear you.
Yes.
Okay, yes. All right. All right, glory to God, amen. Yes, glory to God, thank you. We're going to go ahead and pray, Lord. We thank you. Like I said tonight, I want us just to lift up, especially my mom. She's on me on the line. She hadn't come on last night or tonight. We're going to lift her up in prayer. She was in prayer today for the family and family line, and lifting up Cousin Doretha Jones that's normally on, and her sister Sharon Gordon. Want to lift them up in prayer. Cousin Sean Denise, want to pray for them. Right, Team Ruth DeMay, I ain't Verna Steen, I ain't Liza Jane, and I ain't Classy, and I ain't Vera and all their children. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, my in-laws, and just praying for them. Amen. And all that's in my household and all that 11 concerned about. On tonight, amen, just knowing that God is able to do all things and touch in a mighty way in all our lives, amen, and peace will come, and that peace will be still, and the joy of the Lord will be our strength continually, amen, that we will seek God even the more, amen. I come against the spirit of confusion. I come against every hindering and lying, manipulating, controlling spirit right now with the blood of Jesus Christ, every perverse spirit, every wicked spirit, every spirit of guilt, shame, and condemnation. I come against it with the blood of Jesus Christ. Every homicide spirit, homosexual spirit, suicide spirit, and I command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for, Lord, and it's in Jesus Christ's holy name I pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. On tonight, I'm going to pray strategic prayers as we do each night on tonight as we get ready to wrap up here. Just coming against some, breaking some curses and strongholds, amen, on our lives and our family, our children. I want to pray for our children on tonight, amen. If you just join me here in prayer, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we bless your holy name, Father God. Lord, I pray, oh God, on tonight, all that went forth, oh God, from the mouth of your children, as we have asked and petitioned in prayer, Father God, that you would just move mighty right now on this line and in our life, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we pray for your help right now. Lord, we need your help, Lord God. Oh Lord, help us right now, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you for your ever-present help and your help that's on the way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, we thank you, oh God, for being on our side, oh God. If it weren't for you, Lord God, we don't know where we would be even on tonight at this hour, Lord, but it's you that have kept us, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you, Lord God, that when the enemy came in like a flood, your spirit lift up a standard and kept us, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, when it could have been, it should have been, but God, you had a better plan for us, amen, to give us an expected end, a hope in the future. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, we come praying for divine favor for the life of our children. And Father God, we thank you for your favor. We believe in the power of favor. Amen. We humble ourselves and ask for your favor on the life of our children, grandchildren, children to come. They need your favor in every area of their lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we thank you, Lord God, and we praise you. Amen. God of our ancestors, for you have given our children wisdom and strength. Amen. For you will give our children the right words and hallelujah, and such wisdom that none of their opponents will be able to reply or refute them. Amen. Our children need wisdom, oh God. Therefore, we will ask our generous Lord, our God. Amen. And he will give it to them. Amen. He will not tell them. He will not rebuke them for action. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray that our children's lives please you, oh God, and that you, hallelujah, that you may grant them wisdom, knowledge, and joy. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare your favor overflows in our children's lives. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for your favor on them. Amen. We praise and we give you glory for your hallelujah, for your favor on the life of our children's life. Lord, you have granted our children life and favor, and we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for favor come upon our children's life. Amen. We believe that new life and new favor have been ordained for the life of our children. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, today our children receive new life and new favor. We believe favor is the gift of heaven. Amen. Our children receive the gift of life, the gift of eternal life. Amen. Our children receive the gift of favor and the gift of grace upon their lives. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you, Lord God, for new grace and new favor, new prosperity and new blessings coming on our children's life and our children's children's life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you. Lord, we ask according to Luke 1 and 28, let our children be highly favored by you, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare Proverbs 22:1 that our children choose your loving, hallow favor rather than gold and silver. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, make our children's mountains stand strong by your favor. Amen. Because of your favor, the enemy will not triumph over our children. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, through your favor, our children are brought back from captivity. Amen. Let the horn of our children be exalted through your favor, oh God. We decree and declare our children's set time of favor has come in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we will entreat your favor on behalf of our children with our whole heart, oh God. Let your favor be for our children as a cloud of the latter rain in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let your favor be upon the joy of our children's life as the dew upon the earth. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are redeemed from the curse of the blood of Jesus Christ. We are the seed of Abraham, and his blessing is ours. Amen. We're children blessed instead of cursing, and life instead of death. We break and release ourselves from all generational curses and iniquities as a result of sins of our ancestors. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we break and release ourselves from all personal pride and lack and death. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we break and release ourselves from all curses and
rejection, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we break and release ourselves from our curse of double mindedness and schizophrenia. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we break and release ourselves from our curse of divorce and separation, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, hallelujah to your name, God. We command every demon hiding and operating behind a curse to come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We break and release ourselves from all self-inflicted curses by negative words that we have spoken in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We break and release ourselves and those in our family from all curses of lust and perversion in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We break and release ourselves and those in our family from all curses of confusion and mental illness right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We lose confusion against every satanic and demonic conspiracy against our life and those in our family. Oh Lord, let the secret counsel that we could be turned into foolishness, amen, that those gathered against us be scattered in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare that we overcome every strategy of hell against our life right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every strategy of hell is exposed and brought to light. Hallelujah. We receive the plans of God for our life, thoughts of peace and not of evil to bring us to an expected end in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare that we're delivered from every satanic trap and plot against our life and those in our family. Amen. We release the whirlwind to scatter those who were conspiring against us and those in our family. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let those who devised or hurt us to be turned back and brought to confusion. Amen. Let the net that they've hid to catch us and catch themselves up and into the very destruction, let them fall in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, hide us as the secret counsel of the wicked. And we bless your holy name, Father God. We break and divide every demonic confederacy against our life and those in our family. We bind and rebuke every demonic reinforcement sent by Satan to attack our lives and those in our family in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare this deliverance on this line tonight for our lives and those in our family, and it is so, and it shall be no other way. And we thank you for it, Lord. Father God, we ask that you fix that is broken and mend the tear in our souls. Lord, as we lay down on tonight, oh God, hallelujah. Lord, we ask that you bless us with sweet dreams and a peaceful sleep on tonight. Oh, Lord, let there be a time of refreshment, oh God. Send your ministering angels, oh God, to minister to us that restoration may become, that a time of refreshing may take place in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. And keep your warring angels around us, oh God, to protect us from seen and unforeseen dangers of this world as we sleep on tonight, oh God. Oh, Lord, speak to our hearts on tonight. Amen. Let healing spring forth. Let restoration come. Let deliverance come. Let your peace come, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. We rebuke and cast out our spirits of incubus and succubus, every vampire spirit, creeping spirit, demonic spirit, satanic and evil spirit, and lust at night that cause nightmares and interferes in our sleep, insomnia. And we decree and declare victory over the works of the enemy. And we thank you for, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. We decree and declare all is well with us, and we are blessed, and we are going from glory to glory to glory, and wealth and riches are in our home, and we're the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath, and we don't owe anyone anything but to love them. We are the righteousness of God, amen, sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, amen, healed by the stripes of Jesus, children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. And we just want to say thank you, Father God, and we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Give God some praise. If you receive this for yourself, just say amen. Receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. At this time, I'll call your name. If you have anything you'd like to say, please do so. If not, just say amen, and I'll release the pastor's blessing. Hallelujah. Shavante, God bless you. Go ahead. Shavante. Shavante. Hey, Sharon, God bless you. Go ahead.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I just want everybody to know the Lord knows that we're hungry.
Amen.
And he's going to feed us. He's going to feed us with the bread of life. And I just want everybody on this line to believe that and just keep on trusting in him. And he will continue to bless us with the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 God bless you. God keep you.
Yes.
We love you. And Sharon. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Kenyatta, God bless you. Go ahead. Kenyatta.
I think they know.
All right. Kendrick, God bless you. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I mute my phone on accident.
Okay, God bless you. Go ahead.
I didn't have anything to say. Thank y'all. God bless everybody.
Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Kendrick, God bless you. Go ahead.
I'm going to say God bless everybody. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. We love you. Thank God for you. Twan, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm grateful to be on the line with all of you today and sharing the minister, Alex Shavante, and Miss Kenyatta, and our cousin Ken Ken. Love you, Ken Ken. And all those that are on the line, I believe. But I'm grateful to be on here with y'all. And I'm trusting and believing that God is going to answer prayers that are already answered, and God is doing a great work. So, amen. So God be good.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Go ahead. Shavante, God bless you. Go ahead. I don't know if they're on mute or not.
I'm here.
Okay. Yeah, I called you at first. I didn't hear you.
Yeah, no. I'm good. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you all again. Thank y'all for being on tonight. And this is day number 10 that we've been on the line at midnight. We just thank you, Father God, for all that you're doing, all that we're trusting for, Lord. And we just ask, oh God, let peace be still in the hearts, in the mind, and the life of your children, knowing that you are able to do all things but fail. And we just want to say thank you. At this time, we release the pastor's blessing. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you, be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you recognize that he is our source, the great Jehovah Jireh, the supplier of our every need. Amen. It is he who opens the heavens and blesses you with blessings you cannot contain. When God opens the door, no man can close it. Amen. Your enemy shall fall before you as Jericho fell before Israel. You shall know that the blessings and the abundance that only the Lord can give. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray, we believe, we receive. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. God bless y'all. Have a good night.
Good morning.
Good morning. Amen. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Ooh. Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear that word.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. Name in the attention. Just because I love gone with a passion. Can't get you in the gates, but if you ask him, he'll give you that like can you imagine. Living without all his grace, sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pressure for all of my days. I'm terrible to stop breathing, yeah.